Welcome to another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you'd like more information or sermons, visit www.brotherjimshaw.org. Please stay tuned to the end of the broadcast for more contact information. And now, here's Brother Jim Shaw.
I believe Jesus likes fighters. Jesus likes bravery. He likes courage. Yes, he does. And he tells us this in the Word. And whether it be the Old Testament or New, he's still the Word. And I want to leave you with this. Judges chapter 3. Now these are the nations which the Lord left to test Israel by them, even as many of the Israel as had not known all the wars of Canaan, only that the generations of the children of Israel might know to teach them war. At the least, such as before knew nothing thereof. You know, the Lord had blessed the people of Israel when they came out of slavery and they were in the wilderness. They had it made. You know, the bread came down from heaven. Their shoes never wore out, never any disease. They had it made, but they didn't know how to fight. They didn't know how to fight. You know, we have to know how to fight, people. In other words, you don't know how to have patience unless you go through a trial. You don't know how to forgive unless someone's done you dirty. You don't know how to overcome unless you're tempted. These are fights. These are things that make good soldiers. These are things that the Lord could use for good. Sure, I mean, we don't want to be tempted. We don't want to be done dirty. But the fact of the matter is, the Lord will use these situations to refine us so we could burn off our flesh nature. And we get so upset. We know we need patience. We know we have to forgive. We know we can't harbor hatred or envy. But the fact is, we don't truly know we could accomplish it unless we have the trial. The trial must come. And in here we're reading in the Old Testament that the Lord, because the young children in the wilderness had never been in a fight, they were never in a street fight, they were never in a war, he literally left some of the enemies around so they would learn how to fight. And I'll continue here. Only that the generation of the children of Israel might know to teach them war. To teach them war. And we're in a war now. Yes, the flesh and the spirit are at war continually. At least such as before knew nothing thereof. Namely, the five lords of the Philistines and all the Canaanites and the Sidonians and the Hivites that dwelt in Mount Lebanon from Mount Belhermon until entering into Hamath. And they were to prove Israel by them to know whether they would listen unto the commandments of the Lord, which he commanded their fathers by the hand of Moses. People, we could say we love God, we love God, we love God, and we're so this and that, but unless you are tested, it literally means nothing. It doesn't mean anything unless you're tested. It really doesn't. Who could go to school without taking a test? You gather all the information, but until you take the test, you don't know really if you know any of the information. The Lord gives us, you know, all the information in our conscience, in our souls. We could become hearers of the word, but there will be a crossroad where you're going to have to become a doer of the word. And the doer of the word means you're going to have to die to your flesh nature to follow Christ. You're going to have to deny what you want to follow Christ. And this is our war. And this is how we get taught to fight. Yes, this is how we get taught to live by faith and not by sight. Basically, by getting backed into a corner on occasion. This is why the Lord told us to count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing that the trial of your faith is more precious than gold that perishes. Imagine that. The thing you hate the most, the trials of life, is more important than what the world considers the best, the gold and the silver. Totally opposite. The Lord says that those trials are more valuable than gold and silver. The trials. And yet, if we don't watch it, we all fall prey, murmuring, complaining, grumbling. When the Lord actually puts them in our life to test us. We're reading it right here, and I'll continue. And the children of Israel dwelt amongst the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites. And this is what happened. And they took their daughters to be their wives and gave their daughters to their sons and served their gods. The Lord does not put the enemies in our life to join them. He puts the enemies in our life to kill them. I'm talking about spiritual enemies. He doesn't put the temptations in our life, gang, to give into them. He puts the temptations in our life to get rid of them, to put them to death. Yes, this is what he talks about when he talks about, you know, the deeds of the flesh, to kill your flesh nature, to put it to death. But what happened to the children of Israel? These were the enemies that they were in the midst of. They started taking their daughters. Yes, they started taking their sons. They intermarried with them. Not good. We're told in the New Testament to not be unequally yoked. You can't have evil and righteousness living together. And even in a relationship, how is it, if you say you're a true believer in Christ, how are you going to bond with somebody that isn't? Be honest. How is water and oil going to come together? No, that's lust. That's an evil spirit pulling you to that person. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Because if your heart is truly in Christ, you are not going to want to yoke yourself to unbelief. You need faith. You need to hear more of the word. You need to know. This is why Paul basically gave the people the law. When he said fornicators, adulterers, drunkards will not inherit the kingdom of God. He is telling us the results of the manifestation of the flesh. Now, as Christians, when we come upon drunkards or fornicators or adulterers, we know what spirit they're under. And we know, unless we stay on the straight and narrow by following our Savior all day long, by being a piece of clay all day long, we're no different. So that keeps us out of judgment. That doesn't mean we agree. That doesn't mean we just accept. That doesn't mean we tolerate or compromise. Not at all. But we also don't throw stones. When we pray for those that we know have a noose around their neck, because we had a noose upon our neck. And it took the Lord Jesus Christ to give us a way to escape. Yes. But here we go. And the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord and forgot the Lord their God and served the Baalim in the groves. See, we could know the Lord, gang, but we could forget. We could forget because we still live in the world. We still have to pay our bills. We're still surrounded by the internet and everything that pops up. We're still surrounded by all the traffic on the highways. And all the craziness and all the deadlines. We're surrounded by this. We're surrounded by bills and mortgages. We're surrounded by gas prices and so on and so forth. But the thing is, we don't let it overcome us. We don't partake in all its insanity. We're in the world, but we're not of the world. We understand what's going on while we're here. We're strangers and pilgrims passing through. That's what we are. That's what we're supposed to be. Strangers and pilgrims. Just like Abraham was. It said he didn't even know where he was going. He was just going to a new city. He was told to go. He's just walking. He's just going to a new city. And that's how we are. We're on a walk. We're on a journey. Yes, a daily walk. We don't know where the Lord's going to take us today. Today is the day the Lord has made. Rejoice and be glad in it. And even if you do have plans, he tells us any plan we make, it better be, you know, God willing. Because we have no idea what our next step's going to be. And we all know, as being in this Christian walk, how things have totally go upside down sometime. We have our own plans. But since we're in the Lord, we don't get all that upset. Hey, if our plans change, so be it. They change. Why? Because we're living we're living for the Lord. Even though we're in this world and all these things of this world are surrounded by him, and many times we're subjected to him. I'm subjected to that car that's driving. I have to fill it with gasoline. I got to put my credit card in the machine to have it work. Yes, but none of it has a hold of me. And when it stops working, I don't flip out. This walk is real, gang. And a lot of times, as the old saying goes, you don't trip over mountains. You trip over little pebbles. And it's these things of life. Can't find a pencil. Can't find your shoes. These little things in life can flip you out. You're waiting for your wife. You're waiting for your kids. And you're 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 4 minutes late. It could flip you out. All these things, the things of the world, try to choke out Jesus. But I do tell you, if we remind ourselves with the word of God, if we renew our minds, we can fight it. And it even becomes an easy fight once we kick in the gear and we're no longer in this flesh. It's wonderful. But here's what happened. Here was the consequence of the children, because they didn't want to fight, and eventually they ended up marrying the enemy. It says, therefore, the anger of the Lord was hot against Israel. That's not good, people. That is not good. The anger of the Lord was hot against his own people, Israel. And he sold them into the hand of Cushan, the king of Mesopotamia, and the children of Israel served Cushan 8 years. He sold them into slavery. He basically said, you want to marry the enemy? You want to partake with the enemy? You love your little, you know, just like he might be talking, might be knocking on your heart right now. You want to mess around with that woman? You want to look at that pornography? You want to mess around and keep, you know, and get drunk and this and that? You want to mess around with it and still say you're a Christian? I'll hand you over to it. I'll make you a slave of it. Gang, this is serious. And if you're held in bondage to something and you can't get loose, there's a good chance, you know, you're possessed. Something has a hold of you, is what I'm saying. You need to be delivered. These are realities. You need to be delivered. Fall on your knees. Deliver yourself with the word of God. Go into total fight mode. Washing with the word of God, realizing you are actually against an enemy, and fight and endure and never give up, and renew, renew, renew. It's a war. It's a war. Until eventually the Lord says, if you submit to God and you resist the devil will flee. That's a promise. That's a promise. He doesn't tell us how long. And all you're given is one day at a time. So that's the day you fight today. Never give up. God loves you. And amen.
You've been listening to Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you would like more information or sermons, we can be reached at www.brotherjimshaw.org. That's www.brotherjimshaw.org. Or write to P.O. Box 690492, Vero Beach, Florida. You can also call 717-451-9767. Again, 717-451-9767. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you again next time for another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. To view more messages on Brother Jim's YouTube page, please visit www.brotherjimshaw.org.